finally seeing another team out there today?
Oh, it's fun. You know, I mean, we go at each other hard for the first week and a half, 2 weeks being out here. It's just fun to go against someone else. Practice, I mean, ran the same way, you know, do the same drills, but just to see another offense, see something different that we don't get to see from our offense, and just being able to hit other guys is always fun.
Are they bigger or smaller? I mean, I know body-wise it could be a little bit different, so it kind of changes the way you play them.
Different. I mean, some, you know, I mean, they got some big receivers, some small receivers. Fleener, we've seen a lot of when he was in Indy, so, you know, different guys, different positions, but, you know, I mean, it's football, so it's just good to unite as a team. You know, I think training camp is big, offense, defense, and, you know, today just united, just one team, cheering each other on, and a different opponent. So, you know, I mean, they range differently, I think, throughout different positions, but offense is a little different than our offense, so that was good.
What kind of a challenge is Drew going up against him?
One of the best. So that's what I really like about this. You know, preseason, sometimes you get in the game, you don't know how much you'll get to see him, but you know, for myself, going against Tom every day and seeing that insight and how he goes from drills and does different things. Then you come out here and you see Drew Brees, another guy that you know knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball, knows how to move defenders, really just an elite level. And I think getting to practice against that, not just in a game tempo, but just getting to see 7-on-7, you know, 1-on-1, seeing how he sees the field, I think it's a big advantage, and you do nothing but get better as a defensive back.
Devin, Sean Payton was very complimentary of your group as defensive backs and linebackers. Said it made it very difficult for us to run our stuff today because of your ability to jam. How much of a pride do you take in the physicality you bring to the table and the ability to disrupt a timing offense like that?
It's a big part of what we do. I think if you watch us, you know that's something that we coach a lot here, and every guy that comes in, whether the starters or guy that comes in off the bench, everyone's playing the same way, same mentality. So I think that's something that, you know, no matter who we play against, you know, our offense, a different offense this week, New Orleans, we got to kind of get that going. And I think we did a good job of coming out being aggressive. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but I think we came out with the right mentality that'll get us better as a group and that we could work on.
Yeah, did you take notice of those battles between Malcolm and Brooks?
No, not really. I was on the field. I mean, we'll watch the film, but two very good players going at it. So I think that's just good work for both of them.
Devin, in addition to the competition on the field, is there an opportunity in these joint sessions to pick the brains of guys, like a Roman Harper, for example, who's been around this league for a long time, as a counterpart to somebody you might respect?
Sometimes. I know last year I talked to Jairus Byrd and Vaccaro a little bit, but sometimes, I mean, we're doing so much after practice. Guys are signing. Guys are talking to their family. So every once in a while, especially if you know somebody on the other side, you get to talk, even talking to Who Man just now, how they do things, and the differences is always good, catching up.
How fast is the pace today, Devin, versus against your own team?
It was a little faster on me, but I think it's different for us because we've practiced against them. For me, this is my fourth time practicing against them, so we know they move a little faster, so it felt normal just from the repetition of going against that offense that, you know, you just get back in stride with that. So they just get in and out of the huddle very quickly, and something we knew coming in, and I think we were ready for it.
You knew some of the tendencies, and you were able to go on what you
Yeah, I mean, we knew that was one part of, you know, Drew Brees does a good job getting them to the line, and he's like all the rest of the quarterback. They like getting in the line, having some time, because they know every defense, so they get to decide and do different things at the line of scrimmage.
Kevin, did you see Julian go down at all and walk off the field?
Jules?
Yeah, Julian went down, grabbed his foot, slammed his helmet, and then he walked off the field.
No, I didn't see that at all.
What does he bring to the team when he's here?
I mean, he's probably one of our most competitive guys. Tough. He does everything on the field, I think, as a receiver, special teams, punt returner. I mean, he even played defense for us a couple years ago. So he's really a part of the heart and soul of our team. So I don't know what happened, but he's a big part of what we do here.
Why do you think the Saints and the Patriots work so well together? This is the fourth time you guys have had the joint practices.
Probably because of the two head coaches. You don't see fighting or anything because the two head coaches make it known that that's not why we're out here. So we all understand. We're out here trying to get better. They're a good football team, a very good organization. Same thing here, and we're all just trying to get better.
Yeah, but some people think you get more out of these practices than you do at the games because the veterans play a lot more in these joint practices.
Yeah, I mean, I think the coaches probably can answer that better, but I know as players, we really enjoy it. You know, for once, you know, I'm hoping Brady throws completions, you know, not out here in training camp, hoping for incompletions and interceptions against our guys. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, the camaraderie, the building of a team, of uniting together, you know, special teams where we're out there, offense and defense, and everyone's kind of has one common goal to win that drill, to win that rep. So I love it just from a team standpoint.
I assume when you get the itinerary in the offseason, you expect two joint practices with someone.
Yeah, usually. I mean, Bill's been coaching for a long time, so I kind of figure he knows everyone or knows someone that he could get these joint practices together. And since I've been here, we usually always have one or two every training camp.
Is there much difference to them home and or away? Does it matter?
Away is kind of fun just because, not that we don't love our families, but when we're away, you know, we spend every minute together. We get off the practice field. We're usually in somebody's hotel room, whether it's video games, grabbing lunch, grabbing dinner. It's a lot of hanging out with the guys, and all guys like guy time.
Did you see the patriotism out there today in his Edmund t-shirts?
Oh, yeah. I'm mad we missed the first game, but we're going there, and a lot of us will watch that game at 5 o'clock and get to cheer our guy on.
Cool to see the unity, maybe a watch party tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Nate is a very popular guy on the team. Everybody loves Nate, his work ethic, what he brings to the team. So a lot of us can't wait to get in there and watch him do something that he's very passionate about. I think in the secondary, we know, you know, he talked to us about, you know, trying out for the Olympics before it even came up. So to now see it come full circle and get a chance to watch him in the Olympics is going to be a cool experience.
I mean, anything different day two with a joint practice than day one, or just more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. The coaches will let us know. I think as players, we just got to come ready to practice.
Where will you guys watch Devin?
Probably here somewhere. Yeah, you know training camp. We're here all day, all night. Won't go home much. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of work to get done.
Can I ask you one thing, bro? I know you couldn't watch Malcolm while you were out there, too. Mm-hmm. But he just said, he kind of smiled. He thought he took one on the chin today a little bit from Cooks, but he was excited to get back out here tomorrow and go at him again. What's that say about his competitiveness?
Oh, that's him. That's him. I mean, if he came out here and dominated and had three or four interceptions, he's come back tomorrow and needs to get three or four more. So I think the way he prepares, the way he plays, gets guys going in the secondary. We know what to expect out of him. We know the kind of level and the type of play he's coming with, and I think that gets everyone going, you know, from when he first got here and was practicing towards the end of practice, and we're all yelling and screaming for him, and now I think he has that same attitude with the one. So we love the way he comes to play every day, and I think it really inspires the rest of us.
Thanks, sir. No problem.